Don't answer the phone.
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
All right, Danielle, what's it all about?
Well, Ben's girlfriend, Jamie, is really jealous of a new girl at the office that Ben works with. So we said, let's call Jamie and say there's a Halloween party at the office and the new girl and Ben are going together. So I set it up and then I kind of let them take over.
Yeah, and they do.
Oh, yeah.
It's another evil, mad phone tap. Halloween style. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak with Ben, please?
Ben is not here right now.
Can you give Ben a message for me?
I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Elena from the office.
Oh, okay.
We're actually going to an office Halloween party together. We work at the office together. I don't know if you've ever mentioned me. Oh.
I'm sorry, you're going to a Halloween party?
Yeah, there's a Halloween party at the office, and they're, like, pairing us off. So Ben and I are going as Hugh Hefner and a Playboy bunny.
Your boss did this?
Yeah. There's no, like, hanky-panky going on.
Okay, then why do you pick Hugh Hefner and a Playboy bunny? I'm sorry, but it's a little skanky. Well, I think it's inappropriate for an office.
Because I look good in the Playboy bunny costume, that's why, and I want to wear a costume that I feel good and look good in.
I'm sorry, that's inappropriate, and it's disrespectful.
Well, I'm
disrespectful. And if you have
it's not disrespectful
that,
because
if you have a problem with that, I will call your boss, and I will tell him that I have an issue with it.
Do you really think Ben is going to be, he's going to be a little pissed that you're making such a big deal?
I don't care if Ben is pissed. I'm pissed. Who the hell are you? You call my house, want to talk to my boyfriend, and say you're going as a Playboy bunny with him to a party?
Your boyfriend picked my name out of a hat. I don't know if he cheated.
I don't care if my boyfriend picked your name out of a hat.
I don't know.
This is not some official thing. He is my boyfriend. I'm not having some office skank go with him to some party dressed as a hooker.
Excuse me, office skank? Okay, you know what? Tell him that I have the costume, that it doesn't fit very well. It's a little tight and short and skimpy, but I'm going to wear it anyway. Okay? Goodbye. She is not happy with you right now.
Oh, my God. She's going to kill me.
All right. She's going to probably call you any second, so just let me know when she calls, and then we will conference her in.
She's calling.
Okay, so we're going to conference her in. This was not your idea. This is an office policy thing, okay?
Right.
Okay, here we go.
So, I just talked to Elena.
Yeah,
don't be a idiot. I just talked to Elena, who called my house, yelled at me, and said that you are going with her to some office party as Hugh Hefner and a Playboy bunny. Oh, Ben, she had a little message for you that her little outfit is too tight.
Okay.
Are you laughing?
Come on. You're freaking out.
No, why would you not tell me about this? I'm sorry. This sounds like bull. I've never heard of some office party where you bring a coworker, you pick a name for the hat. Give me a break. You know what? How are you going to do that?
Baby, you got to calm down.
Do not tell me to calm down.
Nothing. She doesn't even look that good in the costume.
Oh, you are so full of. You know, when we walk down the street and one guy even looks at me, you give me hell. This girl calls my house, and I'll tell you one thing. She was a bitch. She got on the phone. She was acting all cute. Oh, where's Ben? Oh, we're having a party. This is some bull. How are you not going to tell me that?
Come on. We have our own party we're going to. Who cares?
No. Yeah, our own party where you thought it would be cute to be Shrek and Fiona. I saw the costume. I look like an ogre. It comes with green makeup.
Because that's the costume. The costume is an ogre. Of course you're going to look like an ogre.
What? You don't want to see me as a Playboy bunny? I'm sorry, but I have a banging body. You're going to put me in some stupid corseted thing? I will not go with you as Fiona to a party the next Saturday. Are you an idiot? You know what? You can bring one of your boys, dress him up as little Eddie Murphy donkey, and take him, all right? Because I'm not going with you as an ogre, as Fiona.
You look cute in the ogre costume.
Yeah, I look cute in a little bunny costume. Oh, I'm sorry, but that's already taken with your other date.
Yeah, I'm not saying you wouldn't look good as a bunny, but I'm already going to another party with Elena as a bunny and Hefner. We can't do the same costume. Come on.
I know we can't do the same costume. I'm not saying I want to be in the same costume as her. I don't want you going with her. You know what?
Jamie, tonight,
pack your bag and stay out of the house. Because if I'm not cute enough to be a little Playboy bunny, I have to be a Fiona Shrek ogre? Go and stay with Elena, okay? Maybe she can take care of all of your.
It's not like we're going on a date. It's an office thing. It's like we're going to work.
Okay, it's an office party. And why do you have to pick Hugh Hefner and a Playboy bunny?
We had to be a couple, and that's a bit.
There's a lot of couples that aren't a bunny and Hugh Hefner. Why not some other famous? Why don't you be Bill Clinton and Hillary? They're a famous couple.
It just seemed like a good idea. It just seemed like a good idea.
Yeah, you know what? I think it seemed like a good idea because you think she's cute.
That's not fair.
No. I think it's a little suspicious that you pick the cute little model. Why don't you pick Samantha? I met Samantha. I'm okay. You can go with Samantha. She's 800 pounds. Put her in a little bunny suit, okay? Would that have been a good choice for you and Samantha? They're a famous couple. Let's be them.
Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah. Jamie?
Yeah?
Yeah, actually, this is Danielle Monaro from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. You just got phone tapped.
I am going to kill you. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
No party.
I feel like a freaking idiot.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.